Bakti Gemara, here we go. Gimel Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan. Arba Mishmaros Havei Halayla, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Nosson Omer Shalosh. So there's a Machlokas Tanoim in the Braisa. How many Mishmaros are in a night? Do we have four Mishmaros in a night or three Mishmaros in a night? Do we break it up into four sections or three? My time of the Rebbe Nosson. So asks the Gemara, what's the reasoning of Rebbe Nosson? The Chesiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayavo Gidon Umeya Isha Sherito Bikzea Machane Rosh Ha'ashmores Hatichona. So Gidon and 100 people who were with him came to the edge of the camp at the beginning of the Ashmores Hatichona. What's Tichona? Tichona means the middle. So Tana, Ein Tichona Ela Sheyesh Lefana Ula Acharel. So Tichona means the middle. There's one before and one after. So it was the Rosh Ashmor Hatichona. It must be that there are three Mishmaros. The Rebbe, my Tichona. So how's Rebbe, who says four Mishmaros, how's he going to explain that pasuk of Tichona? Achas min Hatichona Shebetichonos. He meant it was one of the two middle sections, one of the two middle Ashmoros. The Rebbe Nosson, what's Rebbe Nosson? What's his counter argument? Mi ksiv Tichona Shebetichonos? Tichona ksiv. It doesn't say Tichona Shebetichonos, it says Tichona, that's it. So there's one middle, one and finished. That's the opinion of Rebbe Nosson. My time at the Rebbe, so what's the opinion of Rebbe? What's pshat in Rebbe that he says four? Amar Rabbi Zirika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yishub ben Levi, Kosev Echad Omer Chatzos, Laila Akum Lehodos Lecha Mishpatei Tzidkecha. One pasuk, David HaMelech says, I get up in Chatzos to thank you for your wonderful, your righteous statutes. V'kosev Echad Omer Kodmu Einai Ashmuros, that my eyes preceded the Ashmoros in plural. My eyes preceded the Ashmoros in plural. Hoketzad, so how can you get up at Chatzos and still be before multiple Ashmoros? It must be Arba Ashmoros, Havei Halayla. It must be that there are four Mishmaros, and therefore David HaMelech got up at Chatzos, and that was after two of them and before the next two. So that's Kodmu Einai Ashmoros. Rabbi Nosson Sover like Rabbi Yoshua. So what does Rabbi Nosson do with that pasuk or those psukim? He explains it like Rabbi Yoshua. The Tanan Rabbi Yoshua Omer at Shalosh Shos Shekin Derech Malachim Lamed B'Shalosh Shos, that the Sovsman Kriyashma is 3 hours into the day, the end of the third hour of the day. Why? Because that's the time that kings were generally getting up. Now David HaMelech, we know, did not get up that late like other kings. In fact, he got up earlier than everyone else. He got up at Chatzos. So therefore, says the Gemara that Kodmu Einai Ashmuros, according to Rabbi Nosson, Kodmu Einai Ashmuros is really referring to the Ashmora. Well, here the Gemara is now going to explain Shistalelia Vetarte Diyamama Havulahu Shte Mishmaros. So you take six of the night, right? Because he woke up at Chatzos, so there were 6 hours. Okay, so that's 6 hours plus another 2 hours. Into the day, okay, and therefore that's Shtei Mishmaros. That's Shtei Mishmaros. So therefore, he was getting up before Shtei Mishmaros. Basically, it's the number of hours and not just actual Mishmaros. That they were thinking about at night, but the number of hours. Levashi Amar Mishmaro Palganami Mishmaros Karulahu. He says, no, forget about the whole Sosman Kriyashma and getting up into the day. We're not getting into the hours of the day. That's not the Cheshman here. The Cheshman is that 1.5 Ashmoros is still called Ashmoros. Right? Even though he got up at Chatzos, so it's in the middle of that middle Ashmora, that's still called in the plural Ashmoros. Okay, Zogdi Gemara Vaiter, Amar Rabbi Zirika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yishub ben Levi. Ein Omrin Bifnei Ameis, Ela Devarav Shameis. So this is a total tangent, but it's the same opinions, so the same people, so that's why we're saying it here, that in front of a corpse, in front of a person who was Nifter, a mace, you can only speak Devarav Shameis, meaning you can't speak about other things. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Lo Amaron Ela B'Divrei Torah. That when they said that, they only meant that when it came to Divrei Torah, when it came to learning Torah, so you can't learn Torah, in front of the mace, only maybe things that pertain to the mace, the halachos maybe that pertain to the mace, but other things you can't learn in front of the mace. Why? It's loig larosh, because a mace can't learn anymore. So if you learn Torah in front of a mace, it's almost like poking fun at the mace. You can't do that. Avamile de alma, but regular stam, stam schmoozing, about whatever, about the weather, Leislan Bal, there's no problem with that, because the mace doesn't care about the weather, right? The neshama is not in tsar because he can't talk about the weather anymore. The neshama is in tsar because he can't learn anymore, because he can't do mitzvahs anymore. So that's why there's no issue with Mili da Alma. V'ika de Amre, but there's another opinion that says kind of the opposite. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, lo amaran, el afilu b'divrei Torah. They said, oh, even divrei Torah, you cannot talk in front of the mace unless it's in yonim of the pertain to the mace. And kol shekein mili d'alma, it's not bakovedik. It's a gnai to speak about these matters in front of a mace. It's a question how to understand it. Are we just focused on loeg larush? So then it would be only divrei Torah and not other things? Or are we focused on just what's respectful for the mace that's sitting there? It's not respectful to be schmoozing about other things while the mace is sitting there. You got a question?
Yeah, but I think
okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Two dots. V'david bepalga delel yahavakoi. Is it true that David got up at Chatzos? Me'orta havakoi. But we know that David really got up earlier at the beginning of the night. How do we know he got up at the beginning of the night? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Ki damti ba neshef va'ashaveya," that I got up at neshef and I davened. Umimai dahai neshef ortuhu. So how do we know that that pasuk that says neshef is referring to the night? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Ba neshef ba erev yom beishon laila va'afela." So ba neshef ba erev yom. So you see, the neshef is a reference to night. Amar Rav Oshi, Amar Rav Acha, Hachi Kamar. So this is what David was saying. May olam lo avar alai chatzos laila b'sheina. No, avada, he didn't get up at chatzos. He got up at the beginning of the night. He got up before chatzos. All he meant chatzos laila akum. All he meant was that by chatzos I was always awake. I was never still sleeping at chatzos, but not that I actually got up at chatzos. I got up earlier than that. Rabbi Zera Amar ad chatzos laila hayu misnamnim kisus. Until chatzos, he would doze off. He would be learning, but he would doze off until chatzos. After Chatzos, then he would get up like a lion. Then he would get up with a fire to learn. Rav Ashi Amar Ad Chatzos Laila Hayosik B'Divrei Torah Mikan Ve'Elach B'Shiros V'Sishbachos. No, Chatzos Laila Akum doesn't mean he got up out of his sleep. He wasn't sleeping until Chatzos. He learned Torah, and after Chatzos, he got up and he said Shiros V'Sishbachos Akum Lahodos Lacha. So after Chatzos, he got up. He got up from his learning, and he got up from his learning to say Shiros V'Sishbachos. When he slept, I don't know. Maybe he took cat naps here and there throughout the day to keep him going. Asks the Gemara of a Neshef Orta, who is it true that the word Neshef means night? Ha Neshef Tzafru, but we know the word Neshef means morning. Why? How do we know that? Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayakem David, and David beat them. Me'a Neshef V'yad Ha'erev L'macharasam. From the Neshef to the Erev. So if you're talking about from the Neshef to the Erev, it would seem that Neshef means morning, from the morning till the evening, right? My love, mitzafra v'yadlilya, is the Pasuk not saying that he beat them from the morning until the evening? Says the Gemara, lo, me'orta v'yadorta. No, it means that he beat them from night until night, meaning from one night to the other night. It was 24 hours that he beat them. Yihachi, but if that's the case, lichtov me'a Neshef v'yad ha'Neshef, o me'ha Erev v'yad ha'Erev, so be consistent in the Pasuk. Say the same thing if both are referring to night. Right? Neshef and Neshef, or Erev and Erev. Why are you mixing up Neshef out of Erev? Hello, Amar Rava, Trey Nash Neshafei Havu. There are two different types of Neshef. Neshef Lelia V'Asi Yimama. Neshef Yimama V'Asi Lelia. Neshef is always like that kind of hazy ground, almost like the Ben Hashmashos. So there's one Neshef when the night is ending and the morning is and the morning is beginning. And there's another Neshef when the morning is beginning and the night is ending. Right, so that's all the opposite when the day is ending and the night is beginning. So those are both neshef, and therefore you can work out the pasuk like that. That one is really referring to the nighttime, and one is really referring to the morning time. Just the two different transition periods are both referred to as neshef. Zakti Gemar Vayter, v'David mi'ava yoda palga delelia emas. Did David know what time chatzos was? Hashda Moshe Rabbeinu lo hava yoda dichsiv kachatzos halayla. So Moshe didn't know what time Chatzos was because he said Kachatzos, HaKadosh Baruch was going to come and slaughter the Bechorim and Makas Bechoros. My Kachatzos. So what's Kachatzos? Ilema Diamalei Kut Shabrichu Kachatzos. So if you say Just hold on, because 5 more minutes. If you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Kachat, so that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Mi'ika Sveika Kamishmaya. Is there any suffix to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He doesn't know when Chatzos is. Ela di Amar Lei, Bachatzos. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Bachatzos. Ve'osa Ihu ve'amar Kachatzos. And Moshe himself came along and said, Kachatzos, Alma Mesapkale. So you see that why did he say Kachatzos? Because he himself wasn't sure when Chatzos would be. So again, the David have a yada, but David didn't know. So how could it be that Moshe did not know when Chatzos was, and David didn't know when Chatzos was? So says the Gemara, David simana havale. David had a simon. He had a simon that told him when Chatzos was. The Amar of Achabar Bizna, Rav Achabar Bizna, says Amar of Shimon Chasida, kinu hayatoloi lemala mimitasu shel David. There was a harp that was suspended above the bed of David. The cave and shigia Chatzos laila. Once Chatzos came, ba ruach tzifonis, this northerly wind came, v'nosheves bo, and blew into the harp, u'menagin me'elov, and it would start playing, miyad ha'yomid v'osik v'atorah ach'ol ha'amur ha'shachar. At that point, he would get up, and he would study Torah until Amur ha'shachar. Yeah, Yehuda. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah. We're getting to that. Okay. Zog digamar v'aydir, came on sh'ol ha'amur ha'shachar, nichnes u'chach mi'yisrael etzlo. So once Amur ha'shachar came, the Chacham Yisrael came into David HaMelech, and they said to him, Amru lo, Adonenu HaMelech, right? Our master, our king, Yisrael, Amcha Yisrael, Tzrichin Parnasa, right? He was not just the spiritual leader of the Jewish people, he was the civil leader. So they said, people need Parnasa, people have no money. Amru lohem, L'chuv Yisparnas Uzem Yiseh. So why don't you do business with each other, right? You know, economy, do business with each other. Amru lo, Ein HaKometz Maspia Es Ha'ari. They said the kometz does not fill up the ari. Kometz, some of Farshim say, is like a grasshopper. You know, it's a very small amount. You can't feed a lion with a grasshopper. It's not gonna satiate him. And so too, vein abor mismali mechul yaso. If you dig a hole, right, one of the wonders of the earth, you dig a hole and then you try to fill the hole with that dirt, it's not gonna fill it completely. Right? There's always something left. Amar lahem, luchu upashtu yudeichem bigdud. So he said, listen, you have no other choice. You have to go make war with another nation, right? Make a war with another nation, and you'll take the spoils. You'll take the spoils of the war. Miyad yoatzim ba'achitofel. So right away they took Eitzah with Achitofel, who was the Baal Eitzah, v'nimlochin b'Sanhedrin, and they checked with the Sanhedrin to see if this was. I'm sorry, Rashi says they asked Rashus from the Sanhedrin so that the Sanhedrin would daven for them for Hatzlacha. V'sho'alim b'urim v'tumim. And they asked the Urim v'tumim if they would be Matzliach. Okay? Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, Maikra, what's the Pasuk? Where do we see in the Pasuk that they did all these things? That Achitofel was the Baal Eitzah. So the Pasuk says, V'achari Achitofel ben Ayahu ben Yehoyada, V'ev Yasar v'sar tzava l'melech Yoav. So the Pasuk says that after Achitofel was Benayahu ben Yehoyada, Sartzava Lamelech was Yoav. Yoav was the general. Achitofel ze Yoav. So Achitofel, he's the one who was the Baal Eitzah. He gave Eitzahs to the king. V'cheinu omra v'atzas Achitofel asher yatz v'yomim ohem kasher yishal b'dvar ha'elokim. That you see, Achitofel was the one who gave Eitzahs at that time. That's a reference to Sanhedrin. And Eviasar is a reference. He was the Kohen Gadol. That was a reference. Benayahu ben Yehoyada was the Av Beis Din, and Eviasar was the Kohen Gadol. So that's a reference to the Urim V'tumim. The Chayin Omer and the Pasuk says, "Benayahu ben Yehoyada la kresi di ala placey." Okay, let's just keep going until the dot, even if the bell rings. Okay, Benayahu ben Yehoyada. Was in charge and the Crazy and Placey. Crazy and Placey is a reference to the Urim V'tumim. So you have Benayahu, who was the Sanhedrin, and the Crazy and Placey, which was the Urim V'tumim. V'lama nikra shimam Crazy and Placey. So why were the Urim V'tumim called Crazy and Placey? Crazy shekarsim divrayim. Crazy because it was very clear. They used to give very clear directives exactly what should be done. Placey shemufloim divrayim. And Placey because it was wondrous. It was miraculous. The fact that the Urim V'tumim could send these messages. And then the general was Yoav. Right, what's the pasuk? that what's the pasuk that says that that the kinor was lamala from David's was above suspended above David's bed and woke him up. Ura kivodi ura hanevel the kinor aira shachar. Right, wake me up, the kinor, so that I can wake up the morning. Although usually the morning wakes us up. In this case, David HaMelech woke up the morning.